Hey guys, it's episode 610 of All Time Top 10. We want to once again thank the Anti. My beloved Aunt Helene was so kind to host me and the Hurley at her place in Florida, and there was no way we were going to visit without doing a pod and dedicating an entire episode to Diana Ross and the Supremes. That was a no-brainer of an idea. Picks 5 through 1. In part 2 of Top 10 Songs by Diana Ross and the Supremes is coming up next. If you somehow missed part 1, go back and get it wherever you get your podcasts. All right, folks, it is April 1st, and we're not fooling when we tell you that there is another all-time Top 10 podcast being released today. And that's over at our Patreon. Our good friend David Daskal was in town, and we had a great time taping an emergency pod just for our Patreon subscribers. And it's out today. Get it now at patreon.com/alltimetop10. Sign up for a monthly bonus emergency pod featuring some of our favorite guests. $5 a month gets you this exclusive bonus content. Go check it out, everybody. All right. We're also having a blast over there on the Facebook chat group. Come join us and start a conversation. And there's more fun to be had at All Time Top 10's social media places, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. You guys over there are voting for the bonus track of the week and more polls that we are using to reveal 3 more songs in the mega list, the ultimate playlist, the ATTT 1000, aka the 1000 greatest songs we've ever heard. This week we have number 637, Hedwig and the Angry Inch with The Origin of Love. I was asking you guys, what's the best rock and roll musical? Great suggestions here. Rocky Horror Picture Show, Tommy, Quadrophenia, Phantom of the Paradise, Nashville, Grease, Crybaby, Little Shop of Horrors, Jesus Christ Superstar, The Wall, Hairspray, Rock of Ages, Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny, Rock and Roll High School, Jailhouse Rock, Hair, The Wall, and more. But we love Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Seen it on stage, seen it in the movies probably like 5 times. It's so good. Everyone check it out if you haven't seen Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And we love The Origin of Love. Our friend Brandon Schott says, this song is all of the things. Thank you, Brandon. At number 636, it's David Bowie with Rock and Roll Suicide. I was asking you guys, what's the best song against suicide? Good suggestions here. Depeche Mode, I Sometimes Wish I Was Dead. The Violent Femmes with Kiss Off. Queen, Don't Try Suicide. Tony by Patty Griffin. Shivers with Boy Next Door. Don't Give Up from Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush. Logic, 1-800-273-8255. Teenage Suicide, Don't Do It from the Heathers soundtrack. Jane Wedlin, Die Now, Pay Later. Jason Isbell, Relatively Easy. Dress Rehearsal, Rag from Leonard Cohen. Lucinda Williams, This Sweet Old World. Rush with The Past. The Violent Femmes, Out the Window. Wren with Suicide. Freckled Angel and For Joe. All of those by the band Wren. But yeah, we love Rock and Roll Suicide from the great David Bowie. Our friend Bill says, a great song from a classic album. And at number 635, it's The Velvet Underground with I'll Be Your Mirror. I was asking you guys, what's your favorite mirror song with the word mirror in the title? Mirror in the Bathroom, Man in the Mirror, The Who, Go to the Mirror Boy, Mirror Man by the Human League, Mirrors by Blue Oyster Cult, Black Mirror by Arcade Fire, Into the Mirror by Minus the Bear, Zaster with Prison of Mirrors, Iron Maiden, Dream of Mirrors, The Kinks, Mirror of Love, Deep Dark Truthful Mirror by Elvis Costello, Pearl Jam with Rearview Mirror, Mirrors by Justin Timberlake, Mirror Ball by Taylor Swift, Mirror Mirror by a bunch of different artists, Dr. Dog, Diamond Rio, Blind Guardian and Def Leppard, and Mirror Mirror, I See a Damsel by The Violent Femmes. And those are all great, and we appreciate that, guys, but we love I'll Be Your Mirror from The Velvet Underground, featuring the wonderful Nico. That's right. And, those 3 songs are now added to the ATTT 1000 playlist. Those can be found over there on Spotify and on YouTube. Check it out. All right, everyone, let's get into this episode. Let's wrap things up with the great Helene Eisen and our good friend Shannon Hurley. We're going to do part two right now. It is some more Diana Ross and the Supremes for you guys. Roll that tape right now.
This opportunity to thank the adorable fans that have been with me all of these years. The fans have been with me since the beginning, and I see them as I travel, as I tour. A lot of times when you don't see me, I'm in Europe, we're in Africa, we're in Australia, we're traveling all over the world. So in a sense, I do feel like I'm an ambassador for the U.S. For us, I am. And I know that since I was a little girl back in Detroit, that I have tried to keep the standards high. And I want to say this, that we do not have to say the F word. We do not have to pump and grind. We do not have to do some of these things to have longevity in our career. I think it's very important for us to know that you can stand tall and be classy, be ladies and gents, and have a long career. So, I will do the Diva Masterclass for you. But I have said this before and I'll say it again. It's taken me a lifetime to get here and I ain't going nowhere.
Top 10 Songs by Diana Ross and the Supremes, Part 2.
Hey everybody, thanks for waiting for us for a week. We are back. We're back here in the great city of Delray Beach in the great state of Florida.
It's Florida.
Florida.
Santa's.
Have you seen the way people drive around here?
I have like Schmeckles.
Schmeckles as far as the eye can see, Hurley. You okay over there?
Yep.
She's got microphone issues. Everybody. Anyway, we're back with our favorite Schmeckles in the state. Just kidding. We're back with the great Helene Eisen over here. My aunt Helene. The anti, as she's known. Helene Eisen, say hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome back. It's so good to see you. I can't believe we added another week to our vacation, but it is a week later, so we appreciate you putting us up. You must be mighty sick of us by now.
Never. Never.
Well, maybe we'll just have to stay another month.
Yeah.
Or not. Wait, who's that talking over there? That's the Numbers Girl's best friend herself, Shannon Hurley.
Yeah, I have not been eaten by an alligator yet. Yet.
You still have one more day.
That's right.
One could always hope. Anyway, we're back here on All Time Top 10 talking about the great Diana Ross and the Supremes and all the amazing music that they gave us. 18 number one hits and, you know, some of the greatest songs of all time. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're here at the top half of our list. And number five is up right now. It's going to be me. I'm going to do number five. We're going to go to 1970. And just after the official split between Diana Ross and the Supremes, and, you know, Diana Ross going solo, she wanted a big change, and she wanted to work with she wanted to work with Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson, and they ended up writing and producing a ton of her stuff throughout the 70s, and this one is a little song called Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which, you know, was a previous Motown hit in 1966 with Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. And I just absolutely love what Diana did with this. She just, it's completely transformed. Here's a little bit from Song Facts. Ross garnered her first U.S. solo number one hit with an innovative cover of the song Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Ashford and Simpson were invited to co-produce Ross's debut album, and they had lofty ideas for her mountainous, for their mountainous tune. Sorry. Artists like Isaac Hayes had been releasing songs that went well beyond the typical three-minute format, inspiring the duo to retool the song as a symphonic epic that stretched out over 6 minutes. Simpson, who played piano on the track, explained the following. Nick suggested we have Diana narrate an extended verse. He thought she had a great speaking voice, so he wrote new lyrics. Once this monologue for Diana was completed, I worked on a new structure for the song. I created an introduction that began as an instrumental and led to a choir that set up Diana's spoken voice. We delayed the song's familiar chorus, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't No Valley Low Enough, until about 4 minutes into the song and treated it as the climax. We held the chorus back because listeners already knew it and expected it would come eventually.
Wow. What a great, what a great technique that is to just delay that, because everyone knows it. It's like the punchline. Everyone knows it's coming, you know?
Yeah. It's like, what's that, there's another one that's sort of like that Elton John song.
Oh, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me? Or
is that the one? Someone Saved My Life kind of does that too, doesn't it? Delayed chorus.
Yeah, I feel like Elton John's kind of sparing with his choruses.
I'm thinking of Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That one, yeah. Like, the song is like just about over when they finally get to the chorus.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Berry Gordy wasn't sold on the idea for such a lengthy single, especially with the late chorus. But Ashford and Simpson, they were forced to cut it down to 3:32, but many DJs opted to play the album version instead.
This song is what makes me think that Diana Ross must have been amazing live, because I can imagine her singing this live and really just getting the crowd into a frenzy, you know, just feeling so uplifted, you know, having her do the spoken word part of this. And
I imagine she did this when you saw her.
Absolutely.
And
well, I've seen her a number of times. I mean, I saw her as the Supremes, and then I saw her on several occasions solo. And the last time I saw her, her daughter was on stage with her.
Oh,
what's her name?
Not Tracy Ellis Ross. Is there another daughter?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's.
Okay, I had to look this up because we were talking about how she's gonna be performing on stage. We got to go to this, even though tickets are $250. It is the Fool in Love Festival, happening August 31st, 2024 at Hollywood Park on the grounds adjacent to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. Here's your lineup. Lionel Richie.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Diana Ross.
Yes.
Nile Rodgers of Chic.
Oh, yeah.
Al Green.
Ooh.
Santana.
Hmm.
Gladys Knight.
Gee, I might have to fly out.
Charlie Wilson, the Isley Brothers, Chaka Khan, Eric Burdon and the Animals, the OJs, the Jacksons, War, the Spinners, the Whispers, The Emotions, Dionne Warwick.
Oh my gosh.
And the Commodores.
Oh my gosh.
And then also headliners, Smokey. These are the two stages, I guess. Smokey Robinson, Duran Jones and the Indications, Brent Wood, Barbara Mason, the Sacred Souls, Mayor Hawthorne. There's more. The Shy Lights, George Clinton. This is crazy. Everybody but Rose Royce, Morris Day. Everybody but Stevie Wonder, I guess.
Well, what's Stevie Wonder waiting for?
Yeah, well, come on. Maybe he'll be added. Anyway, we're going.
I might come out.
Everyone look for that. The Fool in Love Festival. Shall we?
Why not?
Let's listen to Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Coming in at number 5, Tim, Lisa, Lauren, Johnny, Harry, Tony, Lawrence, David, Michael, Andra, and Nick say Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Number 5.
Number 5. Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. Of the love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
No wind.
No wind.
No rain.
No rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
Short of your desires. Remember, life holds for you
you'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
That gets an 8 out of 5 on the epicness scale.
Only 8?
Yeah, it's my highest rating ever.
Man, she really does have a great speaking voice.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little bit
sultry,
earthy and sultry, but also like motherly and just really comforting. Mm. Like, just like, it just makes me feel warm, you know? Just like, aww.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this off the air. There is like a thread of people saying that her voice isn't that great. Like, I would love to hear Aretha sing these songs. Like, what are you talking about? She's completely her own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't have to, you know, do theatrics.
Doesn't have to belt it like Aretha, but she is belting. She's good at it.
She's good at that if she wants to.
Yeah.
But that's like not usually her personality. The monologue thing is just a stroke of genius.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Ashford and Simpson, man, they are like dastardly good.
Dastardly. Did you know that Dusty Springfield wanted to record the original Ain't No Mountain High Enough before Marvin and Tammy? Here's a little bit. I think this is from Song Facts. British soul singer Dusty Springfield wanted to record the song, but the duo declined, hoping it would give them access to the Detroit-based label Motown. As Valerie Simpson later recalled, we played that song for her, for Dusty Springfield, but we wouldn't give it to her because we wanted to hold that back. We felt like that could be our entry to Motown.
See, dastardly.
Nick called it the golden egg.
Yep. Yeah, it's like when you put a song on hold and you can't give it to another artist.
I wouldn't know about
because
that.
Because of a label or, you know.
Well, they could have given it to
Dusty. Could have given it, yeah.
They wanted to get into Motown, so they saved it for Marvin and Tammy. Anyway, let's do number 4. The Anti is up next, number 4. I'm not anti the Anti, by the way. I just wanted to put that out there.
How about a baby love?
Hey, 1964 is this?
Something like that. It's a
super early hit for them. Yeah. Baby Love?
Baby Love.
All right. I'm going to have to list off a bunch of names again, so just bear with me here. Tim Stewart, Lisa, Melissa, Bobby, Strauss, Bruce, and Larry. Want to hear Baby Love?
They have good taste.
Indeed. Let's hear it at number 4.
Number 4, Baby Love.
Baby love,
Baby Love.
I just love those backing vocals. They're just so sweet. You know?
That was the original Supremes.
Eh.
Yeah. Yeah. You could see why all those mods, you know, in the UK, like bands like The Who, and, you know, they loved playing that stuff. It was just so fun, you know. They're like just, it's full of youthful energy, you know.
I have a question about the Supremes. What was the dynamic between them and Diana Ross?
It seemed like she was always the lead singer, you know. I have no idea.
Because even when it wasn't billed that way, it was just the Supremes. So was...
She was always the main diva.
Mm.
Always.
A what? Main?
Main diva.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know how the power struggle ended up, you know. I mean, did...
Like, I need to see a biopic of this.
Did Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson, did they sing lead on some songs?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess I should have looked at that.
I need a movie.
I didn't do my research, hon.
Yeah.
she went solo in 1970, Diana did.
Right. Yeah. But just like the early days when they were just the Supremes, you know, how did it end up that she just sang lead on everything? I don't know. It's kind of weird. Anyway, it works out because they had 12 number one hits. As the Supremes and Diana Ross and the Supremes. And I'm going to play as an alternate because I had You Can't Hurry Love here. But we already heard that last week. What I'm going to play is a song called Someday We'll Be Together.
Uh-oh. Oh,
did I steal from you?
Just you did.
Hey! you have other stuff, though.
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
This is the show where you celebrate a steal.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, sometimes you want desperately to keep the ones you have, but sometimes you want to have other options out there because there's just so many, many. And they did have 12 number one hits, and this was number 12. This was their last one. I didn't know this. I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. This is a cover. The original Someday We'll Be Together was done by Johnny Bristol, Jackie Beavers, and Harvey Fuqua. They wrote it. They performed as Johnny and Jackie. Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers performed, and they were a doo-wop group, it looks like. And the original version is from 1961. Yeah, the Supremes version is from 69, and it is their final number one hit together.
Aww.
And I just love the sentiment of this song, and it's so beautiful. And I've kind of recently, it's recently gotten to me just because they always do it over at Cantor's. And they do it like everyone sings along, the whole bar. Someday we'll be together. It's just like a big...
Say it again.
Right. Okay. Someday. You asked for it. Anyway, it's growing on me, and I think it's beautiful. So sorry to steal, but that does...
No, Benjamin.
It happens. Tim, Nick, Justin, Dan, Lisa, Strauss, David, Michael, Larry, and Sylvester say, Someday We'll Be Together, and it is number three.
Number three, Someday We'll Be Together.
We'll be together.
I love the sentiment. What do you think?
Love it. Yeah. It seems like, again, this would be a great song to see live.
It was.
Just, the whole entire audience would just be washed aglow and just... I could
picture it. The lights and just...
Yeah. It's feeling good.
Yeah. I would probably cry. Don't. And I stole from my Aunt Helene. How could I do that? How could I do such a thing?
You peeked.
I peeked. No, I got a better one coming. Don't worry.
You think, huh?
I do. But what do you have as an alternate? What do you have now for number two instead of Someday We'll Be Together? Sorry about that.
Reflections.
All right. Let's do it. Reflection. This is also from the Diana Ross and the Supremes period. But we have to give shout outs as we are wont to do. Our friends Ramona, Tim, Adam, Michael, Nick, Justin, Saman, Barry, Johnny, Bobby, Strauss, Jimmy, David, Andrew, and Larry.
They have good taste.
They all do, indeed. They're listening to this show, too. That's how you know. Anyway, let's hear Reflections, number two.
Number two, Reflections.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of these tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy times when you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the love I gave all. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Okay, that might have been one of the most like creative things I've ever heard in a Motown song.
I have so many observations about the song.
Go for it.
Like, first of all, the panning is incredible on that song.
Right.
And the Moog synthesizer.
Yeah.
And it's just so futuristic sounding.
That was the first song released as Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Oh my gosh.
And I think that's what they're going for. Like, we need a new sound.
Yes. Like, kind of psychedelic.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is 67, 68. So.
Yeah. Like, kind of when the Temptations went psychedelic too, right? Is that around the same time?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was like a parallel of
everyone
a trajectory.
Psychedelic.
And I feel like people just knew how to write for them. Like, there is nobody else that sounds like them.
Right.
They have these ballads that kind of softly swing, and then there's a lot going on underneath it. So the arrangements are so interesting. Like, you just, there's just so much going on in such a good way, and it's so tasteful. And
yeah.
Diana's got a soft voice, and
it doesn't overpower everything. everything that's going on. It's complimenting everything.
Complimenting,
that's going on.
Yeah. And you could tell she's a studio rat. Like, you could tell she loves being in the studio, and she's good at being in the studio. She's got complete control, and you hear, you could just picture her, you know, singing the way she does, like with that control, with her headphones on, and just killing it in the studio. I bet every take was great.
And the band wasn't bad either.
Band wasn't half bad.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, I'm so glad I stole from you so we could hear that one. That's number two. That's Reflections. Thank you. Let's go to number one. And this one's mine. And this is the result of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland deliberately setting out to write a rock song. And this song does indeed rock. Lamont Dozier created the stuttering guitar line, which was inspired by the radio signal for news flashes. It was played by Robert White, who was one of the guitarists for Motown studio band The Funk Brothers. He's perhaps best known for playing the lead lines on the Temptations chart classic chart topper, My Girl. Bum, ba, 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 ba. But here he is on You Keep Me Hanging On. It's a rock song. That was like the idea of it. This is a song about a woman who knows her fellow doesn't love her, but isn't man enough to break up with her. All she can do is plead with him to set her free. You keep me hanging on.
You have such a very good taste, because that was one of my alternates.
There you go. Yep. I mean, well, it's just an all-time classic. It's an undeniable classic. Lamont Dozier explained in a 1976 interview with Blues and Soul magazine how he came up with this tale of woe. He says, "I've often broken up with a girlfriend for a week just to be able to get that real feeling of hurt so I can write what I write from experience." What? That's terrible. I should add that I always make sure we patch up again after the week is over.
We only did this for the song. Man.
Yeah, I don't know if those relationships are going to last. If that's, you're just like, you know,
Can't you just imagine what it's like? Do you have to really go through the experience every single time?
He wanted. He's a method actor, or method writer. Anyway,
he's a masochist.
Yeah, no kidding. You Keep Me Hanging On is number one, and Amo, Tim, Bill, Lisa, Lauren, Johnny, Kimberly, David, Keyshawn, Bruce, Ed, and Larry want to hear it, and here it is.
And so do I.
And Helene, too.
Number one, You Keep Me Hanging On.
So much.
I would like to hear remixes of that song where, because you hear how her voice is doubled.
Yeah.
What would it sound like if that double was taken out? Like, I wonder what that would sound like.
She's a studio door. Vanilla Fudge recorded an amazing cover version of that.
Yes.
That actually hit number 6 in the U.S. in 1968. Fudge drummer Carmen Appice explained in the Song Facts interview. He says, in 1966, when I joined the band, there was a thing going around the New York area and Long Island that was basically slowing things down, making production numbers out of them and putting emotion into them. The Vagrants were doing it. They had Leslie West in the band. The Rich Kids were doing it. They had this writer named Richard Supa. The Hassles were doing it. They had Billy Joel. It all started from the Rascals, I think. We were all looking for songs that were hits that could be slowed down with emotion put into them. You Keep Me Hanging On lyrically was a hurting kind of song. And when the Supremes did it, it felt like a happy song. We tried to slow the song down and put the emotion in the song should have into it with the hurting kind of feeling the song should have. Also in 1986, this was the first time I ever heard that song was 1986 when Kim Wilde covered it. Mm-hmm. And she had a number one hit in America with her version. And she said of her cover, she said this on the BBC website, quote, "We had feedback from the writers who were absolutely delighted with it. I never had any contact with her, Diana Ross. I did hear third hand that they were not too impressed, but the writers were, and that means more to me than anything."
Really? I'd want Diana's approval.
Well, yeah, I think she just had to say that to save face. I don't
know. Well, she was always such a diva. Mm-hmm.
I feel like she earned that title more than most people do, though.
Yes, yes and no. Yeah. I mean, in good ways, in bad ways. I have a very good friend who at one time was the operational manager of the Rosemont Horizon.
Ooh,
in the Chicago
place.
Area, which is now the Allstate Arena. And she played while, and he was working there. She did her sound check. She didn't like the way that one of the security guards looked and made him turn around and not look at her.
Oh, no.
She was very fussy about what color M&Ms she wanted.
Oh, jeez.
Do not look at Miss Ross. Do not talk to Miss Ross. Where are her green M&Ms? Yeah, that's funny. I mean, yeah, she's got that reputation, but as we've heard, I mean, if anyone's earned it, she has.
I feel like that just makes the situation weirder when you tell the security guard you have to turn around. Like,
yeah, that just made more tension.
I would have just let it go. I've been like, okay, whatever.
Well, she didn't like the way you looked. So anyway, that's a nice fitting way to end our tribute.
She's fussy about her M&Ms. Good night.
Anyway, no, we have honorable mentions to get to, and we'll do that in just a moment. But right now it is time for the bonus track of the week for part two, and another song requested by our friends on social media. Check it out.
As chosen by our listeners on social media, here's the bonus track of the week.
Hey everybody, it's time for the listener pick bonus track of the week selected by our good friends over there on social media. Thank you so much for your picks and your votes, and a big thank you to the great Helene Eisen. Thank you so much for having us in Florida, and thank you so much for participating in this ridiculous podcast. And of course, the Hurley. Thank you, Hurley. Anyway, it's time for the bonus track. It's time for us to play one more song selected by you guys over there on the old social medias. All right, these are the songs you guys were voting on. We had Where Did Our Love Go? We had Come See About Me. We had Upside Down, which actually tied with the winner this week. I'm making an executive decision. I think we need to hear something. This is a song that really doesn't sound like anything else in Diana or the Supremes canon. It's a very unique song, and it's very interesting and cool. This is the theme from Mahogany, also known as Do You Know Where You're Going To, from 1975. This is Michael Masser and Jerry Goffin who wrote it. It was originally sung by Thelma Houston in 73 and then by Diana Ross as the theme to her 1975 film Mahogany that also starred her. It was nominated for an Oscar, and it's just a beautiful song. The theme from Mahogany, Do You Know Where You're Going To? Thanks to our friends Marcel, Terry, Nick, Shannon, Diane, Lisa, Bobby, and Keyshawn. They want to hear the theme from Mahogany, and it is the bonus track of the week.
Listener pick.
Bonus track of the week for part two. Thanks to everybody on the socials who made picks and voted. Everybody on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. We do appreciate you guys. It is honorable mention time. Do you have any more besides You Keep Me Hanging On and Reflections? I got a whole bunch I want to throw out there. What do you got?
Where Did Our Love Go?
Yep. That was their first hit.
How did that not make the list? That's crazy.
Is that their first? I think it was, yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's so
I Hear a Symphony.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
What else?
You Can't Hurry Love?
Again? No, we heard
that. You can't hurry it.
No, you cannot.
Just remember that.
It's so good she wants to hear it twice.
Yes.
I agree. Well, I have to mention Love Hangover.
Yes. How did that not get played?
I know, right? Speaking of bass, man, the bass is so good on that. My World Is Empty Without You.
Very good song.
So good. Stoned Love. Love.
Okay.
I love it. We were just listening to it during the break. Upside Down.
How did that not get played?
That's a great song.
God, that's a good song.
I know, right? Hopefully it'll be the bonus track. That's another one of those Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards of Chic produced songs from 1980. Up the Ladder to the Roof, which I love. And I think that was by the Supremes after Diana Ross left. They had a different singer for that one. But it's really good. Stop in the Name of Love.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I know. See? This is hard. when I put out the call for listener picks, and I'm going to put Stop in the Name of Love,
and everyone's going to
be like, what?
Scratching their
How
heads.
How did that not make the list? You know,
they're going to be so mad.
I know. The theme from Mahogany.
Yes, I love that song.
Do you know? How does it go?
Do you know where I'm going to?
Do you like the things that I've been showing you?
Aww.
Where are you going to?
Oh my God, so many interesting chord or key changes in there. Like it goes from major to minor.
Another and totally there's an unique oboe. Song.
Yes.
Unique song. That's great. We did hear Touch Me in the Morning. That was one of my alternates as well, because I do have good taste. Thank you very much.
Well, I know that. You're an Eisen.
Hey. No. Thank you. I thought it took a little time, but today I fell in love. That's a great one. This has like a Burt Bacharach kind of thing.
I don't know that one.
Check it out. It's a Becca Bacharach David thing. And then last but not least, I want to mention The Boss. From her, it's like a disco. The
Bruce Springsteen?
I want to mention Bruce Springsteen. No, The Boss. It's like a disco thing.
All right. From I want to check that out.
Yeah, you would dig it a lot. Disco Hurley. But anyway, I had to call her that. Sorry. That was uncalled for. Anyway, those are my alternate honorable mentions. We heard yours. Everyone, let's give it up once more for Helene Eisen. Yeah! The hostess with the mostess. She took us to the keys.
Yes, she did.
Thank you so much for doing it. Thanks so much for doing the podcast.
Yay! Hooray!
I had a great time. I hope you did too. And of course, our friend Shannon Hurley.
Hey, thanks for having me on to not do anything but just sit here and comment. Thank you.
And look, we're beautiful.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You guys had a great list. And despite me being like, oh, my God, how could that not made the list? The list itself was really great.
Well, this easily could have been in a 2 or 3 part series.
Obviously.
No doubt.
You know, so many. And we love you, Diana. Hope maybe we'll see you in August. yeah. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you like what you hear, you can subscribe to All Time Top 10 at all the places that you get podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all those places. And find us on all the social medias. Say hello. Say hello to Shannon Hurley over there. And yeah, thanks so much to all of you for continuing to listen to the show. You guys make it worthwhile. Thanks. And that's it. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone. And until next time.
Good grief.
Peace out.
Ciao from Delray Beach, Florida.